Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Girls Basketball Sectional. We are at Yorktown High School, Class 3A, Sectional 24. Tonight's game will feature the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Delta Lady Eagles. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Both teams are on the floor shooting around right now, taking shots at their leisure. 9 minutes, 30 seconds left on the pregame. 5:45 on the wristwatch. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know a little bit about the Delta Lady Eagles. They have a school enrollment of 850. Class 3A, sectional 24. There are six in the sectional. It started right here at Yorktown High School. Jay County, Hamilton Heights, Muncie Burris, Newcastle, Delta, and Yorktown. The Delta Lady Eagles, they drew a first round bye in Class 3A, sectional 24. Their first game will be tonight. This game was supposed to happen last night. As we know, Mother Nature has good authority on them when they'll play. So they had to postpone last night's game till tonight. There'll be two games tonight. Six o'clock start will be the Delta Hamilton Heights game. And then after this one, about 7:30, it'll be Yorktown Newcastle. The two winners tonight will play on Tuesday. That's the 8th of February. That'll be a 7 p.m. start for the championship in Class 3A, Sectional 24. The principal at Delta High School is Chris Conley. The athletic director is Tillman Clark. The athletic secretary, also known as the administrative assistant, is Rhonda Donham. Delta High School is located at 3400 East State Road 28. That's Muncie, Indiana, 47303. You can reach them by telephone, 765-288-5597. On the web, you can find them at DeltaEaglesAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's @Eagles_sports. There were the colors navy, gold, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. There are eight in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. They stacked up like this. At number one, Pendleton Heights. They finished 7-0 in the conference. They're currently 18-5. Followed up by number two, Mount Vernon, 6-1. They're 15-8. Number three is Newcastle, 4-3. They're 13-9. Number four is Shelbyville, 4-3. They're 11-12. Number five is New Palestine. New Palestine, 3-4. They're 13-10 overall. Number six is Greenfield Central. They're 3-4, 9-13 overall. Number seven is Yorktown, 1-6. They're 5-17 overall. Followed up by the Delta Lady Eagles at number eight. They're 0-7. They are 3-18 overall. We'll mention Delta High School, currently 3 wins, 18 losses, 0-7 in the Hoosier Heritage. Average output, this is per ball game, an average, found this on JohnHerald.net, 28.9 points offensively per ball game. They give up defensively an average of 48.8. Their head coach is Coach Andy Lumen. I spoke with him. Kind gentleman, let me know he's starting lineup. Andy Lumen working in year number six at Delta High School. 46 wins, 90 losses. Next game on the agenda for Delta. It's either Delta or Hamilton Heights. They'll do battle with either Yorktown or Newcastle. That'll be the sectional championship. It'll start at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February the 8th. We'll learn a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 739. Class 3A, sectional 24, right here with 6 teams, meeting right here at Yorktown High School for the sectional. We'll let you know Tuesday, this past Tuesday, February 1st, 6 o'clock, Jay County and Hamilton Heights went at it. I think say, well, it was a good one. They went overtime. Hamilton Heights captured the win, 36-33. Second game that night on Tuesday, February 1st, a 7:30 start. Muncie Burris went at it with Newcastle. Newcastle got the win, 57-13. We'll let you know the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll let you know Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them on the telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhfchuskies.org. There were the colors, orange, white, and brown. Hamilton Heights participating in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East Division and the West Division. We'll let you know the order of finish, including all 10. At number one is Benton Central. Benton Central Lady Bison. They won the Hoosier Conference this season. Followed up by number two, Hamilton Heights. Number three, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number four, Northwestern. Number five, Tipton. Number six, Twin Lakes. Number seven, Western. Number eight, West Lafayette. Number nine, Rensselaer Central. And number 10, Lewis Cass. We'll remind you the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 16 wins, 5 losses. They finished 4-0 in the Hoosier East, gave them the right to play Benton Central. We'll let you know the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies average offensively per ball game 49.3 points per game. They give up defensively 34.5. The head coach is Mr. Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 6 for the Lady Huskies. 97 wins, 47 losses. We'll mention the next team on the agenda for Hamilton Heights or Delta. They'll play against Yorktown or Newcastle. That'll be the championship game. 7 o'clock start time on Tuesday, February 8th. We'll also mention Hoosier Conference. Girls basketball first round results. These are in the Hoosier Conference. At Yorktown High School, Hamilton Heights got the win in overtime over Jay County, 36-33. At Eastbrook High School, Tipton got the win over Taylor, 54-35. Couple of games at West Lafayette High School. Western got the win over McConaughey, 69-51. And also at West Lafayette, it was Benton Central 50, West Lafayette 36. Final game happening in the first round. That was at Rensselaer Central High School. Rensselaer Central got the win over Winnemac, 50-34. We'll talk about Hoosier Conference girls basketball. Game night happening tonight, February 5th, Saturday. Happening tonight, there are 8 games in the Hoosier Conference. 9 conference members are participating tonight. 6 o'clock start at Twin Lakes versus Western. That's at West Lafayette. 7:30 start at Peru versus Benton Central, also at West Lafayette. 6 o'clock start right here at Yorktown, Delta and Hamilton Heights. 7:30 start, Delphi at Lewis Cass High School tonight. That's at Lewis Cass Sectional. 7:30 tonight, Blackford going against Tipton in the Eastbrook Sectional. 7:30 start tonight, Central Catholic versus Clinton Central. That's at Attica High School. Also taking place tonight, 6:30 start, Northwestern and McCutcheon. That's at Marion High School. And a 6 o'clock start at Rensselaer Central and Boone Grove happening at Rensselaer Central. 22 seconds on the pregame clock, getting ready to buzz out. We do thank you for listening. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. Well, mention PutMeInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Lady Huskies basketball, Tipton Blue Devil boys. Three games on the list right there from Central Catholic High School. And baseball each spring at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're mentioning some pregame information right now, public address. Everybody's standing at attention, getting ready for the national anthem. My wife's back home. She lets us know it's coming in loud and clear. We did drop a signal early when we tried to check in with the number one button. We logged back on. Evidently, it's working well. We hope so. We're at Yorktown High School. Husky fans are across the way, across from the scores bench. And we're going to set this down for the national anthem. That's our national anthem. So the national anthem is playing or being sung, everyone in the whole gym on the same page. We'll mention the starting lineups, but first we'll mention the non-starters. Non-starters for Delta, number 2, Kaylin Logan. Number 4, Savannah Hutchins. Number 5 is Hannah Carter. Number 20 is Jastati Allen. Number 30 is Kayla Alela. Number 33 is Ariana Ray. And number 40 is Brooklyn Cusack. Now the starting lineup for the Delta Lady Eagles. Wearing number 10, a 5'9" junior, that's Sydney Strobel. Number 15, a 5'3" junior, that's Abby Rouse. Wearing number 21, a 6'1" sophomore, that's Paisley Cool. Number 22, a 5'7" junior, McKenna Bell. And number 24, 5'7" freshman, Haley Hamilton. The Delta Lady Eagles are coached by Andy Luman. Now, the non-starters for the home team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Number 3, Taylor Harley. Number 12, Aubrey Baber. Number 13, Katie Brown. Number 14, Jocelyn Wolfgang. Number 15, Vivian Lynch. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Number 23, Stephanie Schenkel. Number 25, Kennedy Cherry. And number 34, Morgan Ottinger. Starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Number 2, 5'6" sophomore, that's Ella Hickok. Number 4, 5'8" senior, Mia Shields. Number 10, 5'9" sophomore, Cameron Rutter. Number 24, 5'8" sophomore, Hadley Carey. And winding out the lineup, number 42, 6'3" senior, Michaela Moran. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are coached by Keegan Carey. So they're getting starting lineups mentioned right there for public address right here on the in the crowd. Pretty good way to go. Strength of schedule. This is excluding the postseason. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Delta Lady Eagles. 4A class, Hamilton Heights plays 5. Delta Eagles play 6. Class 3A, the Lady Huskies play 10. The Lady Eagles play 5. Class 2A, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies play 5. 2A opponents. Lady Eagles play 8. Class 1A, Hamilton Heights do not play a 1A school. Delta Lady Eagles play 2 at the 1A school position. They're getting ready to jump it up. Michaela Moran wearing number 42 for the Lady Huskies. Jumping up for Delta, number 21, Paisley Cool. Paisley Cool, 6'1" sophomore. Michaela, a 6'3" senior. Low toss is going to be controlled by Michaela Moran. So tip it to the backcourt, crossing the sideline, first possession. Ella Hickok goes left side. Mia Shields. Back to Ella, now left side behind the arc. Cameron Leonard to have the carry. She'll work it down low. She'll take it back out behind the arc. Now she'll center it up. Ella Hickok working against her at 15, Abby Rouse. They'll work her right side behind the arc. Back to him. She'll bring the ball back up. That's Cameron Leonard. Touches the hands of Hadley. I should say Michaela Moran. Now back out top. Defense is good right here in the preliminary start of the first quarter. Delta Eagles. They're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul in the front court. They're going to whistle this one on Michaela Moran. Michaela going to pick up the first foul in the ballgame. She's got one. Team has one. They get the ball back to Delta. Delta's first possession. Full court press in the backcourt. Cameron running nearly got a steal to the front court now. We're working to the corner. We're going around the perimeter. Now back outside. Point guard, Abby Rouse. Abby Rouse with the basketball. She'll stay in and hold it. She got triple threat. She'll dribble right adjacent to the 10-second line in front of the scores bench. She'll pass it back to left side. It'll be tipped in the backcourt by Cameron Leonard. They'll retrieve it. Retrieved right there by Abby Rouse. She'll bring it across the timeline. 6:52 on the game clock. We played just over a minute. Looking for that first shot in tonight's 6 o'clock ball game. Tipping up. We're now top now. Sydney Strobel. Where's number 10? So go to the baseline. Could be stolen by Cameron Leonard. She'll pass it up ahead. Crossing the sideline. Ella Hickok. To the corner. Hadley Carey. Out top. They'll get it to Cameron. She'll drive the lane. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Cameron Leonard. It's a 2-0 contest. Bring the ball in. Hamilton Heights going to show the pressure. They're going to get a steal. Bounce pass stolen by Ella Hickok. She'll go off the glass. Right side. 2-point bucket. It's 4-0. Hamilton Heights with an early lead. 6-12 left. First quarter, pressure shown once again in the backcourt. Good dribbling exhibition. Abby Ralph going to call a 10-second violation. 10-second violation going to be a call on Delta. That's just the time you want to look up at the scoreboard. Make sure that 10-second call is legit. And evidently it was. Giving the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. 4-0 contest. Left corner baseline, Mia Shields could kick it out front. Shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Might have been brushed on the hand. Ball didn't even make it to the net. And no call called right there. So nothing going on. Remember, game one right here, Tuesday night. A lot of bumping, a lot of bruising. Went uncalled, no whistle. Hope it's not like that here. 5:33 on the game clock. 4-0 contest. Delta, Lady Eagles in a front court. They'll go to the free throw line with it, 21 Paisley Cool. Taking it back out to point guard, Abby Rouse, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. She'll work the right side to get back to Cool, free throw line. Back to Sydney Strobel, now back to 15, Abby Rouse. She'll dribble. Working against her, Cameron Runner, picking up the screen from Paisley Cool. Gonna hold the ball out top, working a deliberate shot pattern right here, Delta. Gonna be a steal. Would have been a steal, I think the referee called the previous attempt to steal the basketball. No call. And then another attempt, and they called the second one, acting like it was the first one. But anyway, foul whistle on Cameron Runner. She's got one. Looks like I may not have any help on the scoreboard for personal fouls and how many each girl will have during the ball game. That's okay. We'll go baseline on the drive right there, having Jerry. She'll get it back to Michaela. just inside the paint, about a 10-foot or good 2-point bucket for my Kayla Moran. 440 on the game clock. Working it from the backcourt, going to dribble across the timeline at 15, Abby Rouse. Abby Rouse on the dribble. Out top, she'll work it left side to Sydney Sobel. Back to Rouse. Working it in the front court near the 10-second line now. Rouse, Sobel picks up the basketball. She'll get the ball back from Paisley Cool. Behind the back dribble, this dribbling exhibition. It's 15, Abby Rouse. Lost the handlebar, loose. Could be a jump ball. Lady Husky was on the floor right there. That was Ella Hickok. Ball came her way. She latched onto it. And a tie-up right there, looking for a timeout, is Coach Andy Lumen. He's going to call a timeout. He'll talk this over. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 4:08 left here in the first quarter. 6-0 contest. Hamilton Heights in front. And it should be couple of good ball games here tonight. Couldn't play last night. That weather just not quite good for travel. You don't want to risk the responsibility of fans showing up, trying to show up and having a mishap while driving. That just isn't fun. So they postponed last night. They're playing tonight. They'll be right on schedule. This tournament should complete on Tuesday night. One of the teams out of the sectional will go on. They'll play Saturday in the regional. 4:08 left during the first quarter. So the end down, ride the bucket on the baseline. Delta Lady Eagles, number 10, Sydney Strobel, will inbound the basketball. She'll go tall to Coolin. Coolin from the corner baseline, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Sydney Strobel. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. She'll hand off right there. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble across the timeline, right in the center circle. She'll work it left side. She'll get it outside the arc to Cameron Lunner. 3:50 left. On the drive, Cameron Lunner going to go right side off the glass. Down the path, she used it. Cameron Lunner for two with an 8-0 contest. Cross-court pass in the backcourt. Sydney Strobel over to Abby Rouse. Back to Strobel. Rouse with the basketball. On the dribble, back pedal dribble. We're going to get her. It's Cameron Lunner. 3:25 left. First quarter, 8-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Outside edge. Going to be a shot taken. 3-point shot. Left corner baseline. Wouldn't go for Abby Rouse. Rebound, Ella Hickok. She'll work it to the front court. Deshaw to Hadley Cherry. Out top, Cameron Lunner. Works around the perimeter. Gets it to Mia Shields to Michaela. Now back out to Cameron. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. That was Mia. Mia Seals rimmed around, wouldn't fall. She's a good 3-point shooter. She's shooting 34% behind the arc. We're going to work at left side with the basketball to the corner. That's cool. On the drive, lost the handle. Falls loose, picked back up by Delta Eagle. Picked up there by 24, Haley Hamilton. Outside the arc, long shot off the rim. 3-point land, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Sydney Strobel. Lady Huskies in the front court. Thought about a shot, 3-point land. Cameron Lunner didn't get it. Going to be a blocking foul. Cameron Lunner drove to the paint. Going to be a blocking foul whistled on Delta. Going to be a shooting foul. She'll get two shots. Cameron Lunner at the stripe. See that foul whistled on Sydney Strobel. First shot up and good. Cameron Lunner. Substitution in the ballgame, we're going to see Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten is a junior. Kaylee Roten in the ballgame, she's 5'4". She shoots behind the arc at 41%. Second shot also good for Cameron Lunner. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is Hadley Cherry. Going to break the press with the pass, going across the timeline. Going to be stolen from behind. Ella Hickok with the steal. Dribbling kind of nonchalant there with Sydney Strobel. Ella Hickok came up behind her. Stole the basketball in front of the Husky bench. Going to be a foul whistle on Delta. Delta going to pick up second foul here in the first half. Hamilton Heights also with two. Outside the arc, Katie Rose. She'll pass it out top. Cameron Lunner behind the arc. She'll dribble in. To the corner, baseline shot for three, wouldn't go. Katie Roten fights for the board here. Was Michaela Moran, also reached in there, was number number 10, Cameron Munner. If she locks it up, it's going to be a jump ball. This jump ball, also possession arrow, gives it back to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it in right the bucket on the baseline. Tall, up high behind the arc. You'll get it to Kaylin Groton. Work it right side behind the arc. Mia Shields back to Cameron. She'll dribble the paint, take it back out to Ellen Hitchcock. She'll bring it back out and reset the offense. We're going to get her to Zavie Rouse, number 15. They'll dish it in, elbow right side to Michaela Moran. Back to Cameron. She'll go off the glass strong. Window rebound. Moran, put back is good. Michaela Moran fighting the board right there, getting the rebound. Back up off the glass. 2-point bucket for Michaela. It's a 12-0 contest. Lady Huskies playing defense in the front court. On the dribble there, 15, Abby Rouse. Going to get a jump ball situation. Jump ball this time. Going to go back to Delta. They'll keep it in the front court. 120 on the game clock. Could be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Brought in there by Sydney Strobel. Outside arc, 3-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. That was 15, Abby Rouse. Rebound the basketball there with Michaela Moran. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on Delta. 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Substitution back in the ballgame. We're going to see 24 happy Cherry. Taking a breather, getting some high fives on the bench area. That's Michaela Moran. She'll get an extended quarter break. It's a 1:15 marker. Brought in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner into the hands, crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side. Drive baseline. Cameron Runner off the glass. 2-point bucket. Baseline drive. It was open. She took advantage. It's 14-0 inside a minute. We're in the first quarter. 14-0. 54 seconds in the front court. Delta. They're working from the free throw line. Kick it back out. That's Daisy Cool. They'll reset the offense out behind the arc with Abby Rouse. 42 seconds. They'll work it down low in the paint. Could be a foul. Could be a blocking foul. Going up with a shot right there was 21. Daisy Cool. She's 6'1". She's a sophomore. She averages 5.8 per ball game. She'll shoot twice. At the free throw stripe, she's shooting 72%, 34 for 47. First shot on the way. Got it. At 21, Casey Cool, she'll get one more. 14-1 contest. Casey Cool back in the stripe. I've got 21 game stats for both teams. That's nice to have. Second shot, rims around, wouldn't go, rebound, put back, wouldn't go for Sydney Strobel. Rebound on that shot, going the other way is Mia Shields. High dribble, get the hand on top of it, working it around the perimeter. From the corner, baseline, wouldn't take it, that was Cameron Runner, back out top to Ella, back to Cameron. Cameron going to go cross-court skip pass, Kaylee Roten should drive baseline. She'll bring the ball back out, she'll pass it out top. And she'll get the ball back from Ella Hickok, she'll step inside the arc. 2-point shot, good. Kaylee Roten at the 12-second mark. Kaylee Roten working from two-point land, shooting 32%. She had advantage that percentage right there. Baseline jumper wouldn't go. Going to be a foul call. Going to be a foul at the buzzer. She's going to shoot twice. She'll do that with an empty lane. Going back to the strike with Delta. Number 21, Paisley Cool. She'll shoot a couple with an empty lane. Zeros on the scoreboard, 16-1. They're going to ask the Huskies to step back behind the free throw line. Not to be an interruption for the free throw shooting, not a problem there. That's customary. Last shot at the buzzer, she got fouled. She's going to shoot two. Paisley Cool back at the stripe. She hit the front end of a two-shot foul last time. Couldn't get the front end here. She'll get one more. Paisley Cool shooting 72%. She's 35 for 49. And she could bounce up, bounce around, and got it. Friendly roll right there for Paisley Cool. She gets the back end of a two-shot foul at 16-2 at the end of one quarter. And we'll mention, we'll talk about the Class 3A final polls. Class 3A at number one is South Bend, Washington. 22-3. Number two is Garrett, 24-1. Number three is Denton Central, 24-1. Number four is Silver Creek, 21-2. Number five is Norwell, 19-4. Number six is Jay County, 20-4. Number 7 is Washington, 21-3. Tied at number 8 is Hamilton Heights and Mishawaka Marion. Hamilton Heights, 16-5. Mishawaka Marion, 20-5. Tied at number 10 is Evansville Memorial and Twin Lakes. Evansville Memorial, 20-4. Twin Lakes, 18-5. Number 12 is Corydon Central, 20-2. And at number 13, it's West Lafayette, 12-11. Three Hoosier Conference members in the top 13 State of Indiana final poll, Class 3A. It's going to be brought in Hamilton Heights with the ultimate possession error, brought in by Havlicek Cherry. Sliding through the backcourt on the dribble now is Ella Hitchcock in the frontcourt. She'll work on the left side around the perimeter, Havlicek Cherry. She'll pop it right side behind the arc. In the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 13, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, a 5'5" freshman. 7:40 on the game clock. Katie Brown with a basketball. She's tossing it out top to Hadley. Hadley drives the outside the lane. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Delta. Credit the board to number 24, Haley Hamilton. In the front court, crossing the timeline there. Number 15, Abby Rouse. Rouse on the dribble being worked right there by Ella Hickok. Good dribbling exhibition. Rouse can't dribble a basketball, but she didn't get rid of it. Closely guarded right there, Ella Hickok. Going to earn the turnover with the 5-second closely guarded rule. Ball goes back to the Lady Huskies. 7:17 on the game clock. 16-2. Ball's in the front court, right side behind the arc. Shot on the way, Katie Brown. Long off the rim, would go. Credit the board. Delta Lady Eagles, 21, Paisley Cool. To get it back to the point guard, Abby Rouse in the front court, working left side. Picked up the dribble. Works it out to Paisley Cool. Working an elbow, left side, going to be a foul call. Going to be a reach-in call on Kaylee Roten. She's standing there holding the basketball, McKenna Bell, number 22. Kaylee Roten had an opportunity. She reached in, got part of the arm. Kaylee Roten picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 5, 3 thus far for the Delta Lady Eagles. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. A shot taken by 15, Abby Rouse. Rebound spot forward, goes out of bounds. This last touch by Cameron Runner. Going to be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Delta Lady Eagles, Sydney Strobel. She get it behind the arc on the dribble now. 15, Abby Rouse. Double team in the corner. She'll pass out of it. Going to be a steal. Kay Roten steps into the path of that pass and picks it off. Kay Roten now tops. She'll work at left side. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot would go for Ella Hickok. Rebound secured right there by 21, Paisley Cool. 6:22 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 16-2 ball game. On the dribble in the front court, 15, Abby Rouse. Working against her, Ella Hickok. She'll pass to the free throw line. She'll dribble down. 2-point bucket good. 21, Paisley Cool. Paisley Cool has all 4 points thus far for the Lady Eagles. We're going to see a sub check in next dead ball. It's going to be Michaela Moran and Mia Shields also going to check in. Behind the arc on the dribble, Cameron Runner works around the perimeter, having the cherry. Back to Ella Hickok, back there on dribble. She'll reset the offense. Trying to get some hand motions there, work the offense instead. She'll work her right side, Katie Roten. Out behind the arc, Katie Brown. She'll pass it to Hadley. Hadley going to dish off, Ella Hickok, left side of the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured right there by Paisley Cool. She'll dish off point guard Abby Rouse. She'll walk it across the timeline. 5:24 on the game clock. Working in the backcourt. Working against Ella Hickok. Pretty good matchup right there. Lost her footing, did Ella. She'll dribble back around. She dishes off number 10, Sydney Strobel. To the corner. Rouse on the dribble. Dribble through the lane. Kicks it back out. Left-handed shot, right elbow. 2-point shot with the go for Haley Hamilton. Back the other direction, Cameron Runners will dish off. Left side, 2-point bucket, good. Hadley Cherry, very unselfish pass right there. By Cameron Runner, timeout called. Lady Huskies, 4:54 mark. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. And I will mention, we'll talk about the Indiana base. These are national free throws. national free throws. We'll talk about the Indiana-based free throws at number 12. Number 12 in the nation. She's a junior. Isabella Gizzi from New Palestine High School. Say what she averages. 9.8 free throws per game. She shot 195. She's made 163 of them. That's 84%. Second in the state of Indiana, she's 21st in the nation. Sophomore Ashley Fulton, Southwestern High School, Hanover, Indiana. In 23 games, she shot 184 at the stripe. She made 144 at 78%. She averages 8 free throws a game. And number 24 in the state of Indiana. I should mention, 24th in the nation. She's also a sophomore. That's Zoe Williams. Bethany Christian, that's in Goshen, Indiana. In 22 games, she shot 171, made 138. That's 81%. She gets to the stripe 7.8 times per ball game. Those are Indiana national free throw contributors. Number 12, number 21, and number 24. They bring the ball in from the backcourt. Delta Lady Eagles crossing the timeline. 15, Abby Rouse. She'll work it left side, keep the dribble alive. She'll pick it up now. Ella Hickok will converge. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot rims out short. Shot taken there by Sydney Strobel. Rebound, Mia Shields. She gets to the point guard out top of the dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll pass it down low in the paint to Mike Taylor. She'll dribble once. She'll take a shot. Going to be a blocked shot. Mike Taylor thought she was fouled. She looked at the official. And I tell you what, these officials, they don't have much air to blow a whistle in this tournament. 4:15 on the game clock. So they're working back out top with the basketball to move around the perimeter. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot. Way to go for 10. Sydney Strobel. Rebound, Lady Huskies. To the front court, Cameron Rudder. She'll hesitate at the free throw line. She'll kick it back behind the arc. To Ella Hickok. Now to the left corner baseline. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble it in. They're moving around the perimeter to get it back inside. And Michaela. Back out top. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok. 3:47 on the game clock. 18-4, Lady Huskies in front. Left side, I should say right side. Right elbow extended. Screen there by Michaela. Out top, she's pick and roll. Not available. We get back to Cameron. Out top to Ella. Behind the arch, she'll dribble in at Mia Shields. Floater off the glass. Got the bucket. Right-handed floater for Mia Shields. Makes it a 20-4 contest. 3:22 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. 15, Abby Rouse. Pick up her dribble. She'll bounce it in. Elbow right side. That's cool. Going to be a push foul. We'll get a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. 21, Paisley Cool. She's 6'1", just a sophomore. She's got a lot of upside available in her career. 3:13 left. Foul number 6. Go behind the arc. 3-point shot. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. 15, the shooter, Abby Rouse. Rebound Delta. Back out top to Rouse. She'll take a straightaway three. Wouldn't go. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to be whistled. During the rebound, it's going to be whistled on Delta. Substitution back in the lineup for Lady Huskies. Number 20, Katie Roten. Taking a breather. 42, Michaela Moran. 3:03 left. We're in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front. 20-4. And across the timeline with the basketball. Walk pace. She'll pick it up now. Ella Hickok moves it right side behind the arc to Katie Roten. Out top to Hadley. So if you work it down low to Katie Roten, she'll kick it back out to Cameron Runner. Guarding Runner is number 10, Sydney Strobel. Out top, Mia Shields. Left side, Cameron Runner. She'll fake a drive. She'll come back out. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley. She'll dribble through the lane at the top by the foul line. They'll work it back to Hadley. She'll go baseline drive. But prior to, she'll pick up the traveling violation. Didn't get the ball on the floor. Quite quick enough. According to the official, I've mentioned before, a good friend of mine does a lot of ball games. High school, he says, that traveling violation with that type of call is one of the most difficult calls to make as an official. And he made the call right there. 2:20 on the game clock. 20-4. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. It's number 15, Abby Rouse. Straight away, you're working inside. You're cool. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. Off the glass right there, Paisley Cool has all 6 points for the Lady Eagles. 2:03 on the game clock. left side behind the arc camera runner, thinking about a three, she'll shoot it. Left her open, it rims out, wouldn't go. Stand on the baseline, multiple possession there, two sessions of basketball. It wasn't a travel, but 15 had her heels on the baseline. So they were both touching the basketball, and that made a connection to the out-of-bounds. And the ref right there to make the call, I was wondering. I was looking right at it. That's right below where they're allowing me to watch the game from. 1:50 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights in the front court, back out south to Ella Hickok. 1:45, she'll take the dribble, picking up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll work at left side elbow, she'll kick it back out. Get it to Kaylee Roten, she'll drive in. She'll toss it back behind the arc, Mia Shields. They'll move the ball around. Kaylee Roten picked up in a hurry by Hamilton. To the corner, she'll dribble in. Kaylee Roten with the dribble, kick it back out top. They'll reset the offense with Ella Hickok. 1:20 left. We're in the second quarter. It's 20-6. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Spin move in the paint. Ella Hickok back out top. She'll get to Kaylee Roten. She'll drive the lane. Tipped away, picked up by Hadley Cherry. She tries to make it fast in the paint. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be stolen right there by the Lady Eagles in the front court of the basketball, Abby Rouse. In 59 seconds. We're under a minute here in the first half. Baseline jumper by a 15-footer wouldn't go. Rebound put back and wouldn't go for Cool. It's going to be a block shot, Lady Huskies. Behind the arc. They'll work it in, work it left side to Mia Shields. Back to Hadley. She'll pass it out top. Cameron Runner working against her. As mentioned, Sydney Strobel. So we're to right side. And Mia Shields gets the ball back. Kicks it to the corner. Hadley Cherry couldn't hit the three. Rebound out of there. Secured by Abby Rouse. 26 seconds left. Delta Lady Eagles in the front court. 26 is the ball game. Lady Huskies in front. They'll work it out top on the dribble. That's Strobel. Picks up her dribble. Looks at right side around the perimeter. They'll reverse it now. Out top with Rouse. So we're going to down low. Paisley Cool. Good entry pass off the glass. 2-point bucket for Paisley Cool. She's got 8. The Delta Lady Eagles have 8. 3-point shot at the buzzer. Left elbow extended. Good. Cameron Leonard, nothing but net. 23-8. They'll go to halftime. Lady Huskies in front. A 10-minute intermission clock. We'll mention a little bit more. We'll let you know. The football game. Yep, you'll have a football game tomorrow. NFL. It's going to play tomorrow. 3 o'clock is going to be the All-Star game. Or the Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call it. But it's more or less going to be a lot of touch football. Some of those guys won't even get tackled. They'll blow the whistle prior to. But it'll be fun. It's pretty fun to make the Pro Bowl game. I wouldn't know that a pretty good way to go, making the Pro Bowl in the NFL. Now, next Sunday at 6:30, that's a different story. That's the Super Bowl. It'll be right there in Inglewood, California. Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not biased for the Cincinnati Bengals. I sure hope Joe Burrow can engineer a win. So we'll talk a little bit about some more stats right here. Wrote these down. Got to mention Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference members that are in the national leaders. They're within the national leaders in free throws. This girls basketball has the top 3 in the Hoosier Conference at number 117. Now, these are out of 500. They listed the top 500 free throw shooters in the nation. And I'm going to mention Hoosier Conference free throw shooters. They're members of the Hoosier Conference. At number 117, it's McKenna Layden. McKenna Layden is a junior. She plays basketball for the Northwestern Lady Tigers out of Kokomo. In 20 ball games, she has attempted 133 free throws. She's made 105 of them. That's 79%. I mean, she got to get to the free throw line 6.7 times per ball game. That's an average. And offensively, she averages per game 21.9 points per ball game. We'll also mention that number 157. Number 157, that's Addie Bausman. Addie Bausman, just a freshman. She plays at Twin Lakes High School, Monticello, Indiana. In 23 games, she had shot 122 free throws. She made 99 of them. 99 of 122. She's shooting 81% at the free throw stripe. She gets to the stripe 5.3 times per ball game. She's averaging per ball game, points per ball game, 15.8 points. Just a freshman at Patty Bowserman out of Twin Lakes High School. Last one I'll mention, free throw percentage. She's a junior. She's number 235 out of 500. That's quite a few. This is national leaders. At number 235 is junior class member Ashley Schramm. Ashley Schramm, she's a Tipton Lady Devil, Tipton, Indiana. In 24 ball games, she hits the foul stripe 114 times. She has made 91. She's shooting an even 80% from the stripe. That means she gets to the foul stripe 4.8 times per ball game. Offensively, per ball game average, she's scoring 15.6 points per ball game. We'll mention a little bit about the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, got to mention last night, they did play against Chicago. Say what, that was a good up and down the court game. It started at 7, wasn't going to need to be here, so I watched the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls. I watched that on Valley Sports Indiana. You can also listen to their ball games at 93.5 FM or 107.5 The Fan. You can listen to Mark Boyle. He paints a good, vivid picture on the radio. What mentioned last night, the Indiana Pacers fell to Chicago 122-115. Gotta mention, Caris LeVert. Keep that name in mind. Caris LeVert for the Indiana Pacers. He had 22 points in the first quarter. Caris LeVert ended up with 42 points. That's his third highest output as an NBA player. That's his highest output as an Indiana Pacer. We'll let you know the next game on the agenda is going to happen tomorrow. Might interfere, might not, with that Pro Bowl game, football. But the Pacers are going to be at the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. At 6 p.m., they'll do battle with Cleveland. 4:53 on the game clock, I should say pregame, intermission clock. And I will mention that this tournament started out. Jay County, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win in overtime. Second game on Tuesday night, it was Muncie Burris, Newcastle. Newcastle got the win. So playing tonight, Delta Lady Eagles, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Saturday, the 5th day of February, it's the 6 o'clock game. After this one, near 7:30, it'll be Yorktown and Newcastle. The two winners tonight will come back on Tuesday evening. They'll play a 7 p.m. tip-off on Tuesday, February 8th. So that's when that'll happen. If you want to attend the ball games, we'll mention it's just $6 per day or $10 for a sectional pass at sectional 24. If you've got a student, if you've got anyone under the age of a kindergartner, they can get in free. So pre-kindergarten gets in free, $6 or $10. Should be a good game coming up on Tuesday. And I'll tell you what, we'll mention a little bit about what's happening. National girls basketball. These are national girls basketball. I'm going to mention the top three. Top three scorers, stat leaders, this is national leaders, girls basketball. At number one, she's a junior. She wears number 5. She's participated in 20 ball games. Jocelyn Medina. Jocelyn Medina, she's from Pierce High School in Arbuckle, California. Per game average, just 20 games. Do the math. 38.3 points per game. Boy, that's a lot of scoring. She must be tough. There's a 3-minute buzzer. And we'll mention that number 2 position. These are national leaders. Number 2, she's a senior. She's 6'1". Taya Sidbury. Taya Sidbury, she goes to Judge Memorial High School, Salt Lake City, Utah. Tyus Sidbury, he averages 35.8 points per ball game, and he averages 13.5 rebounds per game. That's amazing. We'll let you know that number three position of the top three in the nation. She wears number 10. She's a senior, 5'7" tall. Shea Siefke, that's C as in Cat, I-E-Z-K-I. She goes to St. Mary's High School in Lancaster, New York. She averages 34.6 points per ball game. And then she's working pretty hard there. And she has a steal. She averages almost 4 steals per game also. That's Jay Cheesy. 1:39 left on the intermission clock. We'll talk a little bit about, let you know that you are listening to an education-based varsity high school girls basketball game. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall, he lives in Brownsburg, Indiana. I've been friends with him probably about 20 years. I'm glad I have been. He works at AudioSportsOnline.net. He is the owner of AudioSportsOnline.net, Robbie Kendall, providing broadcast capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. That's Robbie Kendall, Audio Sports Online, making it possible for you to listen to this ballgame. We are at Yorktown High School, Hamilton Heights, Delta, playing girls basketball, sectional 24, class 3A. We're going to roll the basketballs off the floor right there. Athletic director works well. And what a gentleman, athletic director, right here at Yorktown High School. We are thankful to be here, good position to work from. Getting ready to start the second half. Play some rock and roll. We're listening to some Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield sings some good songs. They got some good music to go with it. I do like his songs. I've seen him in concert one time at the Indiana State Fair. Rode my sickle to Indianapolis. Parked it. Went over and watched him sing. He could still play the guitar. Yeah, I know he was a doctor on some type of show in the afternoons. Dr. Drake, maybe Dr. Drake. So 8 minutes on the game clock. They're going to inbound the basketball half court. Belongs to Delta. Delta Lady Eagles going to inbound. He's going to be triggered on the inbound from Sidney Strobel. Flattening through the backcourt on the dribble. Going to cross the sideline. Abby Rouse, worth 15. Cameron Leonard going to pick up that responsibility to guard Abby Rouse. They're working a double team, Harry Sherry. They're going to converge on her. She'll pass out of it. To the corner, 10, Sidney Strobel. Going to be a foul call off the ball. Going to be whistled on Delta. Going to go back the other direction. So they'll bring it back the other direction. That's first foul. Delta here in the early going of the second half. They bring in, crossing the timeline, is Ella Hickok. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner picks up the screen from Michaela. She'll take a three. She'll pop it. Score it off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Paisley Cool of Delta. And across the timeline at a walk pace. She'll pick up the pace now. That's Abby Rouse. She'll get free. Free throw line, 16-footer. Didn't take it. She'll pass it back out of there. She was open. Here is Theo Ella Hickok. She'll take a three, though. Rouse, right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. They're going to whistle foul. They're going to whistle a foul. A lot of steps being taken there. No steps going to be called. They're going to whistle a foul on Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky's going to pick up the first accumulative here in the second half. They're going to bring it in from the baseline. Delta Lady Eagles out top of the circle. And we're back to Strobel. She'll take a three. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Ella Hickok. Newcastle Lady Trojans are going to make their way through the locker room, get ready for game two action. They're passing in the front court. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies back out top to get to Mia. Left side well behind the arc. Back pedal dribble now. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. Cameron Leonard picked up a screen from Mike Taylor, didn't use it, back to Mike Taylor in the paint, took Saffert back out, gives it. Number two, Ella Hickok, now back to Mike Taylor. Mike Taylor goes, tries to take a shot just outside the paint on the baseline, couldn't get it, was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Delta Lady Eagles. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. Be brought in right there by Mia Shields. She'll get it in. Cameron Runner, corner baseline. She'll dribble it back out and reset the offense. Way out top, 6:24 left. We're in the third quarter. 23-8. Bounce pass right side behind the arc, Mia Shields. She'll work it into Michaela. Inside the paint, she'll go up the shot. Wouldn't get it. Rebound put back, got her own board. Put it back off the glass. Michaela Moran, 6'3", got the bucket. 25-8. Lady Huskies in front. We're in the third quarter. 6 minutes left of Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to go the distance to go right side off the glass. 2-point bucket for Mia. Uncontested after the steal. 5:50 on the game clock. 27-8. Lady Huskies in front by 19. So working at right side. Going to be another steal. Mia Shields couldn't grab it before it went out of bounds. Trying to steal it on the sideline over there, right at the 10-second line. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Andy Lumen. They'll talk this over. And we'll let you know a little bit about the national leaders in rebounds per game. These are national leaders. At number one, number 15, Brooklyn Centerpiece. Timberlake Christian High School, Forest, Virginia. She plays basketball and volleyball. She's a 5'11 senior. 23.3 rebounds per game. She averages scoring 20.5. I'm guessing she's going to college somewhere to play. Maybe Division I. At number two, it's Melody Arnett. 6'5" senior. Miami Valley Christian Academy, Cincinnati, Ohio. Rebounds per game, 22.8. Points per game, 18.6. Be brought up from the backcourt. Delta Lady Eagles on the dribble and Hamilton Heights playing some pressure. Ellen Hickok going to tip it away. Going to get the steal. And we'll call the over back, and we got an official calling it out of position. Ellen Hickok had the wherewithal to jump into front court, save the basketball to the front court, and the guy calls the over and back way out of position. 5.5 minutes left. We give it back to Delta. In the backcourt, they're going to bring the ball up. They'll get it back to Strobel across the timeline. They're working with a pass. Paisley. It's called traveling violation. She couldn't nail the jump stop after the pass came to her. 27-8. 5:22 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Side court, backcourt. Cameron Runner gets it in to Ella Hickok on the dribble. Sophomore point guard. Good dribbler. Good dribbling exhibition. Short at left side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, pretty much a shooting guard, to get it back to Ella. Elbow, right side, to get it down low. Michaela lost her footing. Ball goes loose, it's picked up by Delta. On the dribble to the front court, Abby Rouse. Rouse on the dribble. She'll pick up the screen from Paisley. Paisley cool. Rouse going to pass it out to Strobel. Crossing across the timeline, right to the front line right here, by the free throw line. Going to be a loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Michaela. Michaela's going to get fouled. They're going to bring the ball in the backcourt. We're going to see Kaylee Roten back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather, 24, Hadley Sherry, sophomore athlete. 4:48 on the game clock. Brought inside court by Kaylee Roten, tosses it in to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline and a walk take, left-handed dribble, goes left side. She'll work it behind the arc right here past. Cameron Runner should go baseline. Couldn't get the shot to go up. Might have been a blocked shot. No foul call. It's going to be a ball comes back down. It's going to be a jump ball tie-up. And then ultra possession arrow. Going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. On the baseline, right of the bucket. Going to be brought in by Cameron Runner. 4:35 left. 27-8. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok takes a three-point shot. And she nails it. Ella Hickok from three-point land. She's working on that average. She's now 16. 4:53 from three-point land. On the dribble, out top, Rouse. She'll drive the lane. Going to be a blocked shot. Helping her back up is Michaela. Michaela did converge. She brought that arm down trying to block that ball sooner. She really didn't need to. Michaela Moran, 6'3". At the free throw line, Abby Rouse, she's 5'3". She's going to get a couple. She's a junior class member. First one short off the rim, where to go. Abby Rouse entered this ballgame shooting 73%. Lady Huskies going with Cameron Runner. Kaylee Roten has the carry back in the game. Ella Hitchcock and Mia Shields. Second shot for Rouse, up, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. 4:15 left, cross the timeline at quick pace. Cameron Runner works it to the corner. Mia Shields back to Adley. Cross court, skip pass. Corner shot, baseline, would go. 3-point land for Ella Hitchcock. Rebound out there, going to the front court is Abby Rouse. Going to be a steal in the front court. Credit the steal to Mia Shields. She'll dish off right there. Cameron Runner outside the arc. Ella Hitchcock. Back to Mia. She'll dribble in. She'll bring the ball back out. Going to be a foul call. We're going to whistle this on Delta in the front court. Going to call this one on Rouse. She'll pick up the foul. Team foul number 3. Team fouls thus far. Second half for the Lady Huskies. 2. We'll toss it to the back court. Tracking it down. Ella Hitchcock. She'll cross the timeline at her walk pace. Working against her, 15, Abby Rouse. Behind the arc, dishes off, Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella going to bring it out to center circle. I should say top of the key. 3-point shot, left elbow extended, good. Cameron Runner for 3-point land. Cameron Runner on the season shooting 38% behind the arc. Enter this game 52 for 137. Kipped out of bounds, going to stay in the front court with Delta. 3:19 left, third quarter, 33-8. Lady Huskies in front. Outside to Hamilton. Haley Hamilton touches the basketball. Back out to Rouse. Rouse going to dribble left behind the arc. Playing her closely there is Ella Hitchcock. She's going to earn a chance. Going to pass it down low. It's going to be overthrown. And picked up by Mia Shields. So they should have the cherry. Now back to number 2. We'll walk into the front court right there. That's Ella Hitchcock, the point guard. Behind the arc, touches the hands of Hadley Cherry, back to Cameron. Thought about a 3. Cameron being guarded there by Sidney Strobel. Now we search, resets the basketball on top. She'll drive the lane. Cameron Leonard going to go hard, take a hard shot right here. Going to be a blocking foul, whistled on Delta. 21, Paisley Cool. Going to pick up the foul. Going to be a shooting foul for Cameron Leonard. Cameron Leonard, just a sophomore, 5'9". Shooting 81% from the stripes. She gets the first one. She entered this ballgame shooting 72 out of 89 from the stripe. Paisley Cool going to take a breather. In the ballgame, we're going to see number 33, Ariana Ray. Ariana Ray, a 5'6" junior. Second shot, Cameron Runner, also good. 35-8. Lady Huskies by 27. 2:42 on the game clock, and we're going to get it in. Strobel gets it in to Rouse. Going to play her foot for foot in the backcourt. Not a big-time pressure, but they're going to work it in across the timeline. Rouse, good dribbling exhibition, 5'3" point guard. She can shoot the 3. Back pedal dribble. Abby Rouse, so dribble it right side. Going to be a reach-in foul. They're going to call a foul. It's kind of a late whistle. It's almost like these officials are taking a Polaroid of what just happened, taking a look at that picture and saying, yeah, that was a foul. No fun there, but anyway. We're going to bring the ball in, drive the bucket on the baseline. Strobel, we're going to toss it to the backcourt. Tracking it down is Abby Rouse. Left hand dribble, right hand now. She crossed the timeline. Working the basketball, back pedal dribble. She's working left side behind the arc. That's Strobel, Abby Strobel. Take that back to Sidney Strobel on the dribble, off the handle. Ends up top of the key, number 33, Ariana Ray. Lost the handle, going to be a steal. Stolen by Katie Brown. Katie Brown back in the ballgame, Lady Huskies. Where's number 13? Katie Roten hits the 3 in front of the Husky bench. 38-8. 1:49 on the game clock. Going to be brought in by Strobel. They're going to whistle a timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by the Delta Lady Eagles. And we'll let you know the girls' basketball, they set the leaders in the rebounding department at number 3. She's a junior. Where's number 14? She's 6'1". That's Anna Doki. Anna Doki, she goes to Yonkers Montessori Academy, Yonkers, New York. Rebounds per game, she averages 18.8. Points per game, she scores 17.4. Those are the top three national leaders in rebounds per game. And then pretty good average right there. 1:46 left on the game clock. I should say third quarter clock. Lady Huskies, Lady Eagles going at it right here at Yorktown High School. They're working it right now. And there's the first buzzer. 45-second buzzer. And they're getting ready to walk out on the court right now. Short whistle blows. They're going to ask them to come out and play basketball. 1:46 left. Going to be brought up 84 feet away in the backcourt. Going to be brought up by Lady Eagle. Number 10, Sydney Strobel. She'll bounce back it in. Point guard 15, Abby Rouse. Both Strobel and Rouse, junior class members. Crossing the timeline with the basketball is Rouse. Working against her is Cameron Rutter. She'll pick up her dribble. Behind the arc, she'll pass it to Strobel. To the corner, they'll work the basketball to the hands of Haley Hamilton. She'll drive baseline, pick up the dribble. It's going to be stolen. Stolen basketball picked up there by Kaylee Roten. On the dribble, she'll go right side behind the arc to get the ball back from Cameron Rutter. She'll give it back to Cameron. 1:10 left. In the third quarter, they'll bounce it out top. But get it into Mia Steele. She'll drive the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. Just tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Delta. 1:06 left. Third quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the Lady Huskies' own baseline. They'll work it in to Hazard Cherry. She's going to pass in to Kaylee Roten. Back to Hazard to the corner. Left corner baseline. Cameron Runner thought about a shot. Rouse converges on the D. She goes 17-footer. Wouldn't take the shot. She'll pass it back out top. Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Cameron Runner going to hit the top of the back. We'll come right on the front side. Couldn't get it. Had a couple of steps behind the arc. 37 seconds left. Front court with the basketball. Delta Lady Eagles. Poole in the game. She'll take it to the corner to Hamilton. Hamilton out top with the basketball. They'll move it back around. Ariana Ray. Out top on the dribble. Abby Rouse. She'll pick up a screen from... It's going to be a foul whistle. Picking up a screen from Cool. It's going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. That's going to even up the foul department second half with four fouls each way. So back in the ballgame for Delta Lady Eagles. We're going to see in the ballgame 22, McKenna Bell. We're going to see Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. She's going to enter the ballgame for her cousin, Hadley Cherry. 21.1 left. They bring it in. They get it in 21 to Poole. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Strobel. Strobel's shot going to go. Rebound, Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry, just a freshman. Kennedy Cherry, 5'6" freshman, wears number 25. 6 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, Lady Huskies. Right side to Kennedy Cherry. She'll go baseline. She'll take a shot, wouldn't get it. Try to go power layup right there. Pretty good defense right there by Poole. And we'll end the third quarter at the end of three. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 38. Delta Lady Eagles, 8. And we'd like to mention the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, Michelle Garment. Michelle Garment is one of the best. I've seen her in action, and I've got to admit, Coach Ogden, that's Coach Kurt Ogden, he's the AD now, but he's been plenty of coaches. He would admit that Michelle Garment is one of the best also. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's @Michelle_Garman. @Michelle, there's two L's, _Garman for updates on area games and matches. Second buzzer sounds, 30, a 60-second timeout complete. 38-8. Going to put 8 minutes back on the clock. Here in a moment, they don't have it on there yet. They're going to inbound the basketball. There it is. Okay, inbound trouble. Going to get into Rouse. She'll collect it in the backcourt. Guarding her is Kennedy Cherry. She'll dribble left. She'll go behind the back dribble and pick up a screen from Poole. Pretty good, cool screen right there. They're working outside the basketball on the dribble. Picking it up, Haley Hamilton. She'll work back out to Strobel. Now they'll set the offense in the center circle. Right there, Abby Rouse. She'll dribble right side. Going to be tipped away by Kennedy Cherry and stolen by Mia Shields. She'll work it down to Kennedy Cherry. Off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Going to be a foul call. Kennedy Cherry is wanting to go back up with that offensive rebound. She got fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call this on the floor. So I'm going to bring it in. Lady Husky's going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Mia Shields is going to inbound the basketball. Taking a breather for Delta is 21, Paisley Cool. In the ballgame, 33, Ariana Ray. Going to inbound the basketball. They're talking it over right now. Coach Andy Lumen talking to a veteran official, we'll say. They're working in the paint. Cameron Leonard, she go hard to the hoop, try to get it off the glass, going to get a foul called. Foul's going to be whistled on Abby Rouse. Abby Rouse knew she fouled. She immediately said, I'm sorry, and grabbed the arm of Cameron Leonard. Everything is good. That's some pretty good sportsmanship. Abby Rouse, Delta. First shot good. Cameron Leonard going to get one more. Cameron Leonard, I believe, for the evening, she's perfect, and she's going to rim out there. 7:26 on the game clock. 39-8. In the front court of the basketball, Sydney Strobel. Shifts out of bounds, good hands by Cameron Leonard. She does have quick reflexes. So it can be brought in from the side court right there in front of the Husky stands right there, brought in by Strobel. She gets it in, ball skips out of bounds. Haley Hamilton going to keep control of it in the front court. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Touched by Hamilton Heights. We see Ella Hickok back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather. She don't stand left. She doesn't leave the game much. Getting a good hand clap right there. Cameron Runner getting some medium fives all down the bench area. She'll take a breather. Going to step in. Wanted to make that pass. Strobel going to step in on the side court line and didn't know if the official was going to call it, and then he decides to. 7:12 on the game clock. 39-8. Left side of the basketball out behind the arc. Behind the back dribble, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten working against Haley Hamilton. On the dribble, Mia Shields back out. Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. Bounce pass right side. Katie Brown. Katie Brown skip pass left side to Ella Hickok. Still behind the arc, working the basketball. 6:48 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 39-8. Katie Brown, dish it back out. Mia Shields, she'll drive the lane. She'll try to go up the shot. They're going to call a shooting foul. Looks almost like a tie-up. I thought it was going to be a jump ball situation. They're going to whistle this foul on Delta. Lady Eagles pick up their seventh foul. So this is a shooting foul, too. If it's not, it's a 1-1. Mia Shields at the stripe. She'll eye the first one. It's a two-shot foul. She got the first one. The lane was pretty much silent there. Nobody moving after the first shot. Two-shot foul. She got the first one. Mia Shields shoots 75% at the stripe. I believe she's 42 for 56. Now 43 for 57. So she's above 75% on the season. 41-8 contest. 6:34 on the game clock. Front court with the basketball and moving to the corner. Ariana Ray, she'll move back out to Sydney Strobel behind the arc. Picked up there quickly by Ella Hickok. Hickok going to pick up the ball from Hamilton. They'll go left corner to drive in. There'll be a two-point shot on the way. Way to go, Sydney Strobel. Rebound, Kennedy Cherry. She'll pitch it point guard Ella Hickok straight away. She'll dribble the right side now. She'll cross over, working against Abby Rouse. Behind the arc, going to dribble in. Lost the handle on Katie Brown. Who's tipped away. It's going to be stolen by 24, Haley Hamilton. In the front court, Abby Rouse will take a three. A long three, and she got it. 15, Abby Rouse. That was a couple of sets behind the arc. Right elbow extended. 41-11. Lady Huskies in front. 41-11, balls in the front court. Katie Rose going to adjust that ankle brace. Velcro style. She'll put it back on. Everything's good. Pouncing in the front court. Katie Bramer works the right side to Katie Rose. She'll take a three. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound spot for Kennedy Cherry. They're going to call a foul. They're going to whistle this on Delta. Foul's going to be whistled on number 10, Sydney Strobel. It's going to be the eighth foul. It's going to be a one-and bonus. The one-and-one going to the foul stripe is going to be Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry looking for that first make at the free throw line. She's been there. This is number 5 on the season. No pressure. First shot up. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secure. 22, McKenna Bell for Delta. Back the other direction. We'll see a sub check in here. Dead ball for him tonight. We'll see a couple of them. It's going to be 23, Cassidy Schakel, and 34, Morgan Ottinger, checking in the ball game. Off the glass, shot going to go. Long way up outside the paint. Going to go for Sydney Strobel. Back the other direction. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Kennedy Roten. Hand check. She'll go on in. Off the glass. Kennedy Roten took a good pass through the bucket. She got two. It's 43-11. 4:48 on the game clock. On the dribble, front court. Abby Rouse will go all the way to the hoop. Off the glass. Shot going to go. Fight for the board there. Picked up by Kennedy Cherry. To get at the point guard, Ella Hickok. Hickok crossing the timeline. She'll cross over. She'll go left behind the arc, Katie Brown. Katie Brown straight away. She'll pass it right side around the perimeter. Katie Roten. 4:25. That's going to go left side off the glass. She'll use her right hand on the left side. That's a no-no. Shot wouldn't go. 4:18 on the game clock. 43-11. At top of the basketball, Abby Rouse being picked up there by Kennedy Cherry. So we're from the corner. Sydney Strobel, three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound spot four picked up by Abby Rouse. To go opposite corner, three-point shot wouldn't go either. Rebound, Ella Hickok to the front court. Mia Shields, she'll dribble in. She got a pass through the bucket. It's going to be a blocking foul. He hit the deck. He's back up in a hurry. Ella Hickok, Kennedy Cherry right there to pick her up. She's going to get two shots. I think that back is going to be the bonus. Yeah, we're going to give her two. Shooting foul. That's foul number 9 on Delta. So double bonus the rest of the way. 3:55 left. Mia Shields' first shot up and good. Substitution, Lady Huskies. 34, Morgan Ottinger. Morgan Ottinger, she's a 5'4 sophomore. Also in the ball game. 23, Cassidy Schakel, a 5'5" sophomore. So, taking a breather, Ella Hickok and Katie Rose. 3:55. Second shot, runs off, would go. Balls lands on the head of a Delta Eagle, and the Huskies play off that, and they get the rebound. Back pedal dribble, Mia Shields. She'll work at left side, Kennedy Cherry. Now back out to Morgan Ottinger. She'll work at left side, off the glass, left side. That was Katie Brown. Katie Brown ends up with the rebound. Going to be a jump ball. Under the bucket right there. They want this about 4 in that vicinity. Ball came right down into the hands of number 13, Katie Brown. It'll be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. 3:37 left. Please stay tuned after the ball game. Coach Keegan Cherry is going to allow himself to speak with Putney in Sports. We'll talk to him then. But that's after the ball game. We'll also mention this game is sponsored by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. Nobody covers your team like the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe to get that done. 3:37 brought in, bounce pass, in the paint, shot wouldn't go. Got her own board, Kennedy Cherry, couldn't get the first, couldn't get the second one. She rebounds, her second shot goes up, she gets fouled. Kennedy Sherry going to shoot a couple. Kennedy Sherry, as mentioned, looking for that first free throw of the season. She'll bounce four or five times, 3:31 left. She'll eye the person. She'll get two. First one rims off would go. She gets some encouragement on the lane from Morgan Ottinger. Also, Cassidy Schakel. Talking about the future of Hamilton Heights Lady Husky basketball. Second shot, good. Kennedy Sherry nails the free throw. Back end of a two-shot foul. 3.5 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 45-11. Crossing the timeline, Abby Rouse, point guard. Junior class member, out top. She'll pick up the dribble. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Shot on the way, Ariana Ray. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Coming down with the board, Morgan Iger. She pulled that ball down. She left it presentable to tie it up, and that's exactly what happened. She allowed the tie-up. And that's going to be a turnover in the book on the Lady Huskies. They give her back to Delta. Behind the arc, Abby Rouse. She'll dribble in. She'll go left side off the glass, right side off the glass. Underhanded scoop shot. Good. For 5'3" Abby Rouse. Abby Rouse averaging 10.4 per game. 2:57 left. Fourth quarter. Going to dribble it right side and hand off. Ottinger. Back to Kennedy Cherry. Now back to Katie Brown. Katie Brown on the dribble. Out top. She'll work the left side behind the arc. Mia Shields. Mia Shields spin move. She'll go across the lane. She'll work the right side behind the arc. Katie Brown. Left side to Kennedy Cherry. 2:34 left. Left elbow finish. She'll dribble in now. Off the glass, shot and go. Mia Shields tapped the ball loose, got to a teammate, got to Katie Brown. Back to Mia. Second attempt here in the front court for the Lady Huskies. 2:18 left. Mia Shields going to take a three. Left side off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound put back to Katie Perry, wouldn't happen. The Lady Huskies board the basketball for the third time. It's going to be a foul call. We're going to see two shots awarded to number 23, Cassidy Schakel, 5'5 sophomore. She's been to the stripes only one time thus far this season. This will be number 2 and 3. Taking a breather for the Delta Lady Eagles at 22, McKenna Bale. In the ballgame, number 4, Savannah Hutchins. Savannah Hutchins, a freshman. First shot rimmed around, fell off. Number 23, Cassidy Schakel. She makes this one, she'll be shooting 33% on the season. She eyes it, flies it, she got it. 1-for-3 on the season, Cassie Schakel hits the back end, a two-shot foul. Yorktown sectional. Sectional 24, class 3A. 46-13. 2:02 left. Fourth quarter, behind the arc. Sydney Strobel, she'll drive the lane. Hard on the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured, Kennedy Cherry. She's a ball magnet. She's got a lot of boards here in the second half. Going to dribble, Mia Shields. Outside arc, baseline jumper. Lady Huskies wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Schakel. Rebound, Delta. 1:38 left. On the dribble, outside the arc, Abby Rouse. She'll dish off Sydney Strobel. She'll back up, shoot a three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, secured. On the dribble, Katie Brown takes it to the front court. She'll dribble behind the arc. She'll pass it left side to Morgan Ottinger. Ottinger on the dribble. She'll cross over. Cross the free throw lane. She'll work it left side. Dish off to Mia Shields. 1:10 left. On the dribble out top for Mia Shields. We're going to get Abby Rouse. She'll pass it left side. Kennedy Cherry. Bounce pass. From the scores bench there. Katie Brown on the dribble. Back to Kennedy Cherry. 56 seconds left. Going to be a pass, and it's going to go out of bounds. Kennedy Cherry going to give the ball to Keegan Cherry, only to put the ball out of bounds to stop the clock. Stop the clock, and the Lady Husky's going to enter the ball game with none. We'll double-check here. We're going to see Jocelyn Wolfgang. She wears 14. She's a junior. Number 12, Aubrey Baber. She's a 5'3" freshman. Abby Rouse on the dribble in the lane. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Abby Rouse. Still in the ballgame. Morgan Ottinger. Kennedy Cherry. And down low is still Cassidy Schenkel. 30 seconds left. Outside the arc on the dribble. She'll work it in right now. Bounce pass right side to Morgan Ottinger. Picking up a screen right there from Aubrey Paver. Ball goes to Aaron. Goes away. Picked up by Abby Rouse in the front court for Delta. 15 seconds left. 46-15. Ball's out top. Sydney Strobel. 8 seconds left. Abby Rouse on the dribble. Goes behind the back. She'll dribble the lane. She'll go up with a shot. She'll get fouled. She'll shoot a couple. And right there to pick her back up off the surface. None other than 14 Jocelyn Wolfgang. And what she has been raised perfectly. I would have thought nothing of it. And what she is a trooper. So at the free throw line, going to shoot a couple. First shot, 15, good. Abby Rouse entered the ball game, 73% shooter. They'll work it right there. 3.6 left. Fourth quarter, second shot, Abby Rouse. Rims off with go. Rebound collected by Schenkel. So we're going to see the front court. Long shot, half court. Left-handed shot. Wouldn't go, but it rimmed out for Jocelyn. Jocelyn Wolfgang nearly hit the three at the buzzer. Final score, Hamilton Heights, 46. Delta, Lady Eagles, 16. Hamilton Heights will advance to Tuesday night's game, February 8th. That'll be a 7 p.m. start time. Putney and Sports will be here. We do thank you for listening. They're going to play a role with the changes again. I'll tell you what. I'm going to stick around this place because that's my favorite REO song. So we're going to have a conversation here in a moment. We're going to take this down, talk with Coach Keegan Cherry. And so we're going to walk this direction. We're going to have 25 minutes on the game clock. We're going to walk this direction. We'll see if we can get through here a little bit right here. Excuse me. So we'll walk this direction. See if he has a couple of minutes. If we can catch him before he goes into the locker room. We got here earlier today, about 4:45. I was the first one in the parking lot. Then about three other cars showed up. I'm glad to see them. But we were hoping to get this to work. And we'll walk this direction. See if we can talk to Coach Keegan Cherry here in just a minute. So we'll stand over here. He's having a conversation. We're going to set it down. And then we're going to unplug. One moment, please. So we're at halftime. Are we going to talk to Kayla Kirtley, too? Kayla Kirtley, Taylor University. She's a senior this year. Kayla Kirtley, how are you?
Good, good.
What, you live over on the Kamak Road.
Yes, yeah.
You got a beautiful house. You got a beautiful family. Say what, you just a senior this year. What are you majoring in at Taylor?
I'm majoring in biochemistry.
My goodness, I don't know the periodic table of elements. Do you?
A couple of them.
That's pretty good. We're going to talk to Keegan Cherry. We've been talking to Kayla Kirtley. She played basketball for him tonight. She played basketball for Coach Cherry. Glad to see you. You're taller than me.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, Coach Keegan Cherry has a good ball game. You handled it very well.
Well, I mean, hats off to Andy. He coaches extremely hard. Those girls are really competitive. He was a little short, I guess, shorthanded tonight with the girls within some injuries, but got a lot of respect for him and what he does. And, we got on him kind of early there. We were able to play a lot of players. And so now it's all about the winner of this next one, Yorktown and Newcastle, and take care of business on Tuesday.
You got some girls in the ballgame that probably are still battling ear to ear.
Yeah, playing in a sectional game is always a neat experience. And so I'm happy for those girls. I'm glad we were able to get some minutes for those that don't normally get to and rest some of our girls. But, being off since last Tuesday, the Jay County game, we could probably kept them in a little bit longer tonight just so we haven't had the opportunity to practice or get any court time since the snow on Wednesday.
You got a couple girls waiting to scores bench during the eighth. Threw you the basketball to save a timeout to get the subs in.
Yeah, the officials, everybody looked at me like I was crazy, but she didn't bat an eye. She just threw it to me like I asked her to do, and that's the kind of kid she is. She's very coachable, like all of them. We've got a great locker room, great girls.
You sure do. You're going to have a good game. You're going to have one coming up on Tuesday, the 8th.
I know you're going to scout this game, but that game is not going to be a pushover.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Newcastle and Yorktown both will be formidable opponents. Either one of them are capable of beating us if we don't bring our best. So we anticipate a really close ball game on Tuesday, and we're going to get to work preparing, starting with the scout here, and over the weekend we'll get a practice on Monday and tip it up Tuesday and see what we got.
So, Steve and Sherry, thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. So we'll walk this direction
out of here. Thank you for listening.
We're going to get ready to watch part of this next game. And again, if you want to tune in, Tuesday the 8th, 7 o'clock, we'll start about a quarter till 7. If you want to tune in, that'd be great. We thank you for listening. We'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just the fire.